A stray bullet was fired through Justice Harry Blackmun's living room window. He, of course, had written the Roe versus Wade opinion.
It didn't just go through his window. It went through the back of the chair that he normally sat in.
He was from Illinois. He's a Republican. Seemed to become more liberal the older he became. And he was 90 when he died.
Yeah.
So clinics were bombed. Clinics were attacked. You were standing in front of the White House, March 9th, 1986, holding a 30-foot banner, and tears were in your eyes.
Yes.
Tell us the story about that.
Well, I made a banner myself, and I was... How can you not have tears in your eyes? When?
What did the banner say?
I can't even remember. I've got a picture of it somewhere. I think it was in the New York Times. Maybe abortion rights for all or something like that. I don't recall. I had gotten these big blocks of wood like this that were 6 feet tall or 5 feet tall. They were big. And put three of them and then put sheets across. You know, it's okay to buy those, but carrying them, they were heavy. We just felt the need to let the president know. We started out on that big lawn. And
the ellipse?
Yeah. Marched all the way down and up to the White House. If I remember correctly, it was hot. But, you know, I don't even know if the president was there or not. Of course, we were doing it for the media. We had to get the media to focus on what we were doing and put our word out to the country that there were a lot of women involved in this. And they did. So we got what we wanted was the media attention. I accomplished my goal.
Right. But it was a very moving experience for you, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I started collecting pro-choice buttons back in the 70s. I think I had 400. I started putting them on my skirt and everything. And when I went to the pro-choice meetings, everybody would say, "Oh, my gosh, let me take a picture of you." And I loved that. It was so great.
So you've worn them all over your
skirt? Yes. I've donated all those buttons to the University of Tulsa.
Okay. You returned to Tulsa in 1989, Associate Director of the Center for Health Policy Research at the University of Tulsa.
Yeah, with Mike LaPola. He was the head of that. I wrote a paper about abortion in Oklahoma. It was thick and it was bound. I think it might have been the first one done.
You were the founding member of several organizations, Oklahoma Progressive Alliance, Tulsa Interfaith Alliance, Women and Children's Committee of the Tulsa AIDS Coalition, and the Tulsa Teen Pregnancy Prevention Coalition, to mention just a few.
Yes.
Were you busy?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I saw the need for these different areas, and I couldn't believe people hadn't seen the need before me. I saw it, and I just called people together and said, "Let's do this," and they did it.
Each one of those, Teen Pregnancy, Tulsa Interfaith Alliance, Women and Children's Committee, of the Tulsa AIDS Coalition. They were all very, very important. Were you chairman of all those boards, or did you sit on them? Or?
Well, I was either chair or vice chair or something, but I was pushing people. My problem is I've got this kind of pushy personality, so whenever I come up with an idea, everybody says, "You do it." And I, come on, people. Why can't you people are lazy. Why do I have to do everything? And so I end up doing stuff. I finally got disgusted whenever I would call people and I'd say, "Can you do this?" "Well, I can. I'm going to have a birthday party." "Can you do this?" "No, I can't because my sister-in-law's blah, blah, blah." And I finally just thought, hell, this is not worth it. Nobody's willing to give up anything. I'm giving up everything. I guess that's just the frustration of somebody who's an activist.
Mm-hmm. But you had people who joined you. I mean, you weren't by yourself. They came.
No, there were some people who stayed true blue, but it was not easy, trust me.
The Women and Gender Study Program at TU has named its library in your honor.
Yes, it did. I was very proud of that.